At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got news to get back to, and then we will play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app now or anytime up until then. And, of course, if you cannot listen on the radio for whatever the reason or the time of this radio show is not convenient for you, then you can listen to it from wherever you are, whenever you want. On the Odyssey app, you can also watch this show every day on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And this Saturday, don't miss the Faux Pay Trunk Show, which is happening at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And experience the best in Italian elegance at springersjewelers.com. But, Chaim, back to today's news, and what is next?
Yeah, Greg, it's time to get to a couple creepy stories.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Well, Greg, a Cape Cod man has been arrested. Christopher Zarella of Sagamore Beach was arrested on charges of breaking and entering into an assisted living facility and on two counts of open and gross lewdness because, according to Bourne Police, Zarella illegally entered Keystone Place Assisted Living Facility. Then when he was confronted by staff members, he fled the scene. Couldn't be found. Well, then come to find out, he was over at the Sagamore Beach commuter lot, and he approached a woman in her vehicle and exposed himself. And then that was at 1 a.m. And then at 3 a.m., did the exact same thing to another woman. An arrest warrant was out for Zarella, and he was arrested later that day.
Okay, good.
You can see his mugshot on Twitch or YouTube. Mitch has that up for you as well.
Could he stay in jail for the foreseeable future, possibly? Right. Or
there had to have been some kind of drugs involved, right? Why else are you breaking into a senior living facility?
Because you're a pervert.
Yeah, some people are pervs, man.
Right. Yeah.
If you're flashing,
yeah.
Just
why are you
randos,
flashing people?
True.
You're a pervert.
What's the other one? Is the other one local too?
Yeah, the other one's local as well. A Tewksbury man is facing charges after allegedly photographing an unsuspecting victim while she was in the bathroom.
Ew.
A 23-year-old Preshwal Chalagian was charged with photographing an unsuspecting nude person and disorderly conduct. According to police, officers were called to a business at around 7:15 at night on Saturday. Witnesses all claimed a man held a camera under a stall in the women's bathroom and started taking photos of a person who was in there. The suspect fled after the victim began screaming. Police say he remained at the scene and was quickly identified as the suspect. He was taken into custody without incident and arraigned in Lowell District Court yesterday.
Oh, full creep.
Right.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I know you're in there doing your business and then you see a phone like just appearing.
Well, he'll get to watch his celly use the toilet.
lock him up. Ugh. All right. What's next?
Well, time to hear about another person who was arrested this time in Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Chime, one moment. Greg, listening to the show, has some information about one of the two creeps that you just mentioned. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, so the following day, the Falmouth District Court judge released that creep on personal recognizance. So he is already out.
The Sagamore guy?
Yes.
Released him the next day, the judge did?
Yeah. Evidently, out of the Falmouth District Court system. Yep.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense at all. The man is running
because
around.
Yeah,
what?
As you have this segment only in Florida, that can only happen in Massachusetts.
Yeah, only in Massachusetts. What do you have to do to actually be locked up for a considerable amount of time in Massachusetts? Like, drive a diesel vehicle? I mean, that'll probably get you. Yeah. If you're using actual gasoline and not in an electric car, they'll put you away for 6 months.
Parking in a bike lane.
Right. Yes. Driving a moped in a bike lane. Oh, yeah. They'll throw you away for that.
Oh, no. Those things are all over my neighborhood.
Mopeds?
Oh, yes. The mopeds are wild.
Oh, yeah. No, they're out of control.
Like, I'm not talking about motorcycles or even the four wheelers, all the delivery mopeds.
Yeah. Right.
I saw one on 93. Coming back from Maine. What? I'm like, you can't have a Vespa on 93. This is a major highway, dude.
Also,
what are you doing?
They have zero. They don't follow any of the same traffic laws that everybody else has to follow. Like, you take your life into your own hands. If you're crossing the street and you're waiting for the go ahead and cross thing, you can step out and a dude who's door dashing will run you over in 5 seconds because they don't stop for any of the lights or anything else.
Like, all due respect, I understand that's like a hard job, the gig economy and all that, but we got to do something about it because I'm terrified when I'm just making a turn in the city and those Vespas and mopeds fly out of nowhere.
Yeah,
well, as long as you're in your vehicle, you should be fine. They're the ones.
Well, I don't want to hurt anybody.
They're going to have the issue.
All right, what was going on in Florida?
Well, good thing Courtney's not here because this may be an idea she takes. A Florida woman was operating an unlicensed medical spa in a backyard shed in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh, was she doing butt injections or what was she doing?
Oh, she was doing the Botox,
Greg.
Investigators said that they arrested the operator, Rosa Mena, after a patient suffered partial facial paralysis following Botox injections.
Okay, I don't want to be rude. That's what Botox does. You're not supposed to be able to move the face.
Right. That tightens it up, right?
That's what it does. If the part of your face is paralyzed... Mm-hmm. You got what you paid for.
Oh, right. But you're also not supposed to get it in a backyard shed.
That's the problem. Like,
what if it's a she shed?
doesn't
go back there and it's really cute.
You're supposed to get it from a doctor or a nurse practitioner. Yeah. Or
it can
whatever.
Get very pricey.
Yeah,
all these med spa procedures.
If you choose to do them, you have to pay the price.
Yeah, exactly.
Mena was facing 9 charges, including aggravated battery, practicing medicine without a license, and fraud. We can hear from Port St. Lucie Police Officer Brittany Hawley.
The interior of the shed appeared to be in a fashion that would resemble a med spa or doctor's office. However, it still is a shed.
And there were some garden tools in there also.
However, it still is a shed.
Yeah, no, it's a shed. It's a shed in a random lady's backyard.
What was this lady's background? Did she have any medical background at all?
Who the hell knows?
I don't really care if it's in a shed.
She watches Dr. Oz.
Yeah. Well, how did she acquire the Botox is my question.
Oh, that is so easy to get.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a whole dark web market of injectables if you want to go look
really?
For that.
And people trust that?
Yeah, well,
Mega, you seem to know a lot about this.
Well, people, it's not that they...
I go to medical professionals for everything I do.
They want, it's the price. That's why so many people go out of the country. That's why they go to Colombia to get their teeth done. Now Turkey's the other big place.
For the hair transplants.
Yeah, because people go, it's much cheaper.
You have been obsessed with Colombia for the last couple of days.
No, because we were talking about, that's where a lot of people go down there to get their teeth whitened. I don't get the veneers.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I would not
because
do
it's way cheaper, and it's like
you should just go to Dr. Wu.
Yeah, but some people
you
they
go
want
down there. You get a cheap dental procedure, and then you're unfortunately caught up in cartel gunfire afterwards.
Oh,
but
man. It's the price of
stuck in the Darien Pass.
It's worth saving the money.
It's the price of having
but
a white
you
smile.
Go anywhere to save money.
No, I wouldn't.
Have you seen some of those veneers that go badly? That's worse than bad plastic surgery.
No, I know that.
When you have those crazy veneers.
But there are a lot of people who do have really good veneers, and they're like, yeah, I spent $500 to do this.
I don't totally get it, because I have giant teeth, and it's all I get made fun of for.
Really?
I mean, no, I get made fun of for a lot of things, but it's the number one thing.
Well, you were made fun of for the way you pronounce the name of the animal that is in the woods that resembles a dog.
A woof. Shot a woof.
Woof.
Yes.
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 But that's okay. I mean,
what sound does a dog make?
A woof. They're the same word to me.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, Greg, I got some sad news, unfortunately. David Caff, who played Viv Savage in the mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap, unfortunately passed away.
Great film. Have you? You probably haven't. Nobody in the room has seen it. Well, Wiggy might have because he's of my age. But
no, I don't think this is something Mega would have seen.
I haven't seen it. I've been recommended it many times.
You haven't seen This Is Spinal Tap?
It's like a mockumentary movie. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's really the first the first and greatest mockumentary of all time. And he was the drummer, I believe.
No, he was the keyboardist.
Keyboardist. So he was not turning it up to 11.
Unfortunately, not.
But he was there for a good time, if I remember correctly.
Have a good time all the time.
Well, I bet most people know about it now because every movie theater you go to, or at least AMC movie theater you go to, they have the trailer for Spinal Tap on the screen before they start showing the regular trailers.
They do?
Yep. What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What theater are you going
to?
Go to any AMC movie theater, and when you're in there, before they show the trailers, they always show a trailer for Spinal Tap. I don't know if they're playing it in the theaters or something along those lines.
I don't think I've ever experienced
When's
that.
When's the last time you've been to an AMC movie theater?
I go to the one in South Bay sometimes.
When's the last time you've been?
Probably 2 years ago.
Okay. That's what I said.
I think everybody's in the Twitch chat and elsewhere saying, what is Wiggy talking about?
Yep, go to any AMC movie theater.
How high is he?
It's not high. You go to the AMC.
I'll go because I want to see that F1 movie.
Google it right now. That's what we have for Curtis. If you Google Spinal Tap AMC movie theater trailer, at the beginning of every trailer, you'll see the Spinal Tap.
Google it.
Thank you, LB.
You want to see the F1 movie?
I do. I think it's okay. So they're doing a 41st anniversary showing this summer. Wiggy is on everything today.
I told you.
He's keeping it 100 on everything.
Yeah. I'm a young unk, what they call me.
I'm going to stop questioning when you say these things that I'm not familiar with.
Big problem for you. I don't know if you know that or know this or not, but there's a blonde guy in the F1 movie, and you hate blonde guys.
This is the only. What is it? What's the for every rule? There's an exception that proves the rule. That's Brad Pitt.
All
right. So he's okay.
He's the only one.
Because yesterday I got DMs about your comment.
Bad.
Huh?
I felt bad about that.
Don't feel bad. You stick to what you believe.
Yeah. Like blonde-headed guys.
We all have our types,
right?
You can be friends with a blonde-headed guy. You just can't be attracted to a blonde-headed guy, right?
Yeah, one of my best friends is a blonde male.
Right. Exactly. I'm trying to find this DM from a listener.
I felt bad.
I've said that before in other time slots, and people are like, "What's wrong with her? It's so mean."
No, here we go.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Here we go. Love the show, love Courtney, and liked Mego until today.
I know. That's what I usually get.
Why would you have somebody on your show who says all guys with blonde hair are sketchy and freak her out?
Luckily, nobody on this show has blonde hair.
Imagine the federal case that she would make if a guy said that about brunettes. Great point.
I mean, there are many men who prefer blondes to brunettes.
Okay, but they don't suggest that all brunettes, as you did, are creepy or whatever you said yesterday.
There's something very unnatural about an adult blonde man. Yeah. Man, how many do you know?
Right. I mean, there's a million famous ones.
How many do you know in your everyday life? An adult blonde man.
Adult blonde man? I don't think I know any.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you know any adult blonde men, Shime?
I know one. My friend Anthony. That's it.
Does he dye his hair blonde?
No, but he keeps it like super, super short, so you can barely tell half the
time. That's
why. All right, so you don't know. You're right. I don't know. It's like, you know, what they say about blonde women.
What?
Not very bright. That's what they say.
I don't know about that.
Well, see, maybe that's as offensive as me saying that.
Right, that's
something,
my point that I'm trying to
something
make.
Something about blonde men that's just not for me.
What about Eminem?
No.
He's not naturally blonde, though.
Yeah.
I think he's bleach blonde. Well, he's natural
blonde. Like Justin Timberlake when he...
Oh, God, he's the worst one.
Frosted tips?
He's like the leader of the blonde men.
Wait, so you find Justin Timberlake creepy?
Yes.
Interesting.
His blonde wife's is creepy. Gorgeous, though.
Huh? I don't think I know any blonde men. Now that you bring this up.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if you're in Sweden, mm-hmm. that's a different story.
So what about, like, Chase Winovich, former New England Patriot great?
Nope.
Good one.
But he is weird, though. You might be going to something.
Baseball Brett is a blonde man. Very good friend of mine.
Great guy.
Is he
handsome
blonde?
Gentleman.
Yeah.
All
right.
How blonde is his hair?
Are you talking about, like... somebody who dyes it blonde or like
maybe
like platinum blonde or
yeah, like a very blonde. I'm not talking about somebody who has like in between kind of
like
brownish
blonde.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's
also might need a concrete blonde rejoin next.
Done.
Four non-blondes?
Oh.
No, not four non-blondes. That's
oh, come on.
I hate
you. What's hate up? That song?
Oh, God. That's awful.
That song rips.
Why do you hate that song?
What's going on?
Hey,
and I said to myself.
Greg has a very peculiar taste in music.
It's really?
I find, it's just interesting because you like one thing and then we present to you something that's similar and you don't like it. It's kind of wild.
Four non-blondes is nowhere other than in name, nowhere similar to Concrete
Blonde. No. I'm not saying that it's similar to Concrete Blonde, but I feel like it's similar to other things that you like.
Like what?
You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
That's a legendary pop song.
So is Four Non Blondes.
What's the song Four Non Blondes sing?
What's going on? Do you know that song?
From the 90s.
What's going
You would know it if you heard it.
Probably if I have to hear it.
Anyway, I feel bad. Everybody is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah.
We all have our different tastes.
That's it. You just don't like blonde dudes. And I'm with you. I don't think I know any blonde guys.
You know,
I think about it.
Wiggy doesn't like real thin women.
Yeah, I know. I do not like. Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
Like sorry. Some women. People are born like a surfboard. What do you want? Like, this is what we had. This is what God gives us.
They call that's Nassetol.
Are we getting to the dumbest of the day quick?
Real quick before we get to dumbest, though, Greg, I just want to mention this. We did talk about it earlier, but Disney adults are getting their own dating app now.
Oh.
I figured I had to mention this because we talked about it earlier. A guy in Orlando is launching an app called Single Riders and hoping to get the beta version up later this year where Disney adults can link up and then hook up.
All right.
So for all the blonde guys out there, there you go.
This is my problem. Like, we've always discussed Ken Laird and others who are Disney adults.
Right.
They go to a theme park that is entirely built for children.
Right.
Yeah.
Without any children.
Right.
And now they're going there to hook up?
Yeah. Hey, man, you want some companionship at Disney? There you go.
Seems like the spot.
I mean, it doesn't seem like Disney should be a hookup place.
Like, no, it is twisted. It's right? Very twisted.
You go hang out at Blizzard Beach all day or in nothing right. but your bathing suits, then you go home and get a little frisky?
The big ew, wave, the big water wave park pool? Hookup? Yeah. That's nasty, Shime.
Or how else are they going to hook up?
Shime's planning his honeymoon right now.
You go have dinner down at downtown right. Disney?
How else do you hook up at Disney? It has to be at one of those.
It's water not parks? For hooking up. It's for bringing your kids on a vacation.
Well, no.
It's for spending an entire year's salary to bring a family there for 1 week. That's what Disney's for. Not for random sex on the roller coaster.
I don't know, Greg. You can do Splash Mountain the ride and then go have fun later.
They canceled it.
They did cancel
it. Oh, did they change the
name?
Really
nice, Shime.
Yeah.
You know how, Greg, you know how they say,
ride.
Like...
I haven't been to Disney since I was nine.
You know how they say, like, oh, this is the place for singles, whether it's the gym, whether it's going to the library. Now it seems like Disney is the spot you go to.
No, it is not.
That's what Shime is.
Yeah, you're right, Wiggy.
That's no.
The rock and roller coaster featuring Aerosmith, and then you take
Disney
her home for a rock and roller
coaster.
That's not even Disney. Is the rock and roller coaster Disney, or is it... I thought it was the other one.
MGM Disney?
I thought it was... MGM, that is MGM. But I think that shut down also.
Did it? Oh, man, I haven't been to Disney in quite
some time.
They're
shutting everything down.
What about Tower of Terror? That was my jam.
Yeah, I can show you a Tower of Terror.
Yeah. Huh? Ew, shut.
Now you're talking in adult Disney code.
Excuse me?
No, that's what they're saying on the app. That's a great pickup line on the app, right?
Yes, it is. When Ken went there and met a fellow female single Disney goer, his code was "It's a small world after all." That's what they called that ride. So yeah, okay.
It's the perfect place.
All right, we'll do dumbest of the day later.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's get to Mego into what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh won the home run derby last night with 18 dingers in the final, beating out Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the first catcher and switch hitting winner in derby history. The Big Dumper's dad, Todd, served as his pitcher. Here he is discussing his son's victory.
Well, it's just a great accomplishment, and I think that every dad that's ever had a kid, this is what they dreamed about, and as a dad, you kind of dream about it. To see it come true for your son is unbelievable.
Celtics forward Jordan Walsh was ejected from last night's NBA Summer League game after picking up two technical fouls. Walsh was tossed in the second quarter of the 100-96 loss to the Miami Heat. All eyes in the world of women's basketball will be on TD Garden tonight, where the Connecticut Sun will face Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever at 8 p.m. Clark returned from injury last week and is averaging nearly 17 points and 9 assists per game. The get-in price for tonight's game is about $90. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Thank you, Mego. That is what is trending.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you, Sean. So I mentioned Baseball Brett, and doesn't Baseball Brett call the show right away? I'm assuming to express his disgust with Mego.
I'm sorry.
Brett, good morning.
I mean, I have blonde hair. Is this bad? Bad introduction to Mego.
I know.
Good morning.
I understand. I mean, she
Mega,
said...
Mego, I've heard nothing but great things. This is bad.
Brett, may I ask a personal question?
Oh, boy. All right.
Are you of Swedish descent?
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for you.
Oh, wait. You give the Swedes a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just assume right. 90% of people from Sweden are blonde.
Right. I mean, it's weird for an entire group of the male species to gross you out because
it's
of
a,
their
I didn't
hair.
Say gross What's me the, out. What? I said it's odd.
It's I don't think you said. Did she say
strange.
Odd?
She said weird.
It's
I think
weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Like a Brett has no choice in what hair color he was born with.
Well, he could dye it.
Yeah, Shime's friend buzzes it.
He could do something to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, on behalf of the radio station, I apologize, Baseball Brett.
Yeah, it's okay. We're good.
What do you want your baseball team to do?
So if you look back since 2018, they have not had a winning season in the second half. So I think the Craig Breslow trade deadline is really, really important because they have not had success. Alex Cora is a great first half manager, but the only reason to be concerned is because they've had talent in the past and they have not had any success in the second half of the season. So I know Mego was talking about the trade deadline yesterday, and you guys were talking about the trade deadline left from last year with Craig and how she doesn't have a lot of confidence in him. But I think this is a really important trade deadline for the Sox because I think they do have talent, and I think they could make a good postseason run. But Craig does need to add a good – I told you, I think, last week, Greg, I think they need a quality starting pitcher. And I think they need a quality bullpen arm. I think those two things would really get them some momentum going into the second half and make a nice postseason run. So that would be my two ads if I had to do it.
Do they have to give up somebody like Jaron
no.
Durant to get a quality arm? They do not.
No, they still have, despite them bringing up all of their minor leaguers this year. They brought up three. They still have like a top five, top 10 minor league system. So they still can get those. They can still get a quality pitcher and a quality relief pitcher from their surplus of minor leaguers. And if you look at a lot of the trade deadlines over the past several years, no top 100 prospects were even traded. Now the activity at the trade deadline hasn't been crazy, but I think the Red Sox could pull off a starting pitcher, and also a bullpen arm without giving up anything. The only thing you need to do is just sit Yoshida, just not play Yoshida at DH as much as they are and rotate the outfielders in through the DH. And I think that solves that problem. But yeah, you can do it. You can do it pretty easily with just giving up your prospects. So that's how I would do it.
Brett, so we've been talking about this. The name that got kind of thrown around because of Bradford was Joe Ryan with the Twins. So you could get a guy like that for just prospects.
Yeah. So the reason why Joe Ryan is the popular name out there, and I have a couple other ones out there, but it's hard. So yeah, you want a guy back with term, right? So you want a guy back. Joe Ryan has 2 years after this year. He's got 2 years back at controllable cost. I'll throw out another one, Nate Eovaldi. Nate Eovaldi's got 2 years left, but he's higher price wig. So he has, I think he signed like a 3-year, $75 million before this year. But obviously, Alex Cora is very comfortable with him. The Red Sox like him, but he's $25 million. So he's not going to cost you as much, right? And the Texas Rangers are kind of on the fringe of the playoffs. But someone like that who has, can thrive in Boston, someone like that who's a big-game pitcher, Joe Ryan would fit right in here, but he has term left. So he is going to cost a lot. I think you can get him from prospects. That's my perspective. But there's also 15 other teams out there that are trying to do the same thing that the Red Sox are doing. So the cost is going to be high, but the cost is always high at the deadline for guys like that. For fringe guys, like I think Greg mentioned Charlie Morton earlier, for fringe guys like that, the cost is not going to be very high. But for a guy like Joe Ryan, who is a number two-ish pitcher and would fit right into the rotation here, yeah, the cost is going to be pretty high. But he's got 2.5 years of term left. And that's why the Red Sox should treat Jaron Duran, in retrospect, that's how the Red Sox should treat Jaron Duran. He's got 3.5 years of term left at not a lot of money. So the cost on those players should be high, just like it should be high for Joe Ryan, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Rosenthal, I think, brought up Charlie Morton because he's close with Alex Cora.
Yeah, he would be like a 4-5. He got off to an awful start. He's pitching better now, but he would be like a 4-5. He would be a body. He would throw innings, and he does have a big game mentality. He has playoff experience. It would be an interesting fit. It wouldn't be my top choice. But he would serve the purpose of throwing innings. He has experience. He would fit into the clubhouse. He's an experienced guy. Yeah, it would fit the measurables that they're looking for, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Can you get any value for moving Cassis?
That's funny. I think Cassis has value. I think Cassis has value, especially for a small market team. He still has 4 years of control left. He's kind of an odd guy, but he's not making any money. 4 years of control. And I think he does have value. He's coming off a pretty serious injury, but that was he'll have a full year of recovery. I think there's value there. I think that's exactly the type of creative trade that I think Craig Breslow would be looking to make. I think Craig has to be creative to improve this year's club, and I think trading someone like Cassis would have value.
All right, finally, from your perspective, longtime, lifelong Red Sox fan, am I overvaluing the importance of chemistry on a baseball team? I've been accused of that throughout the morning, Brett.
No, I don't think you are, Greg. I think this team, I think this team really enjoys the Boston experience. I think they're winning. I think you're absolutely right. I think that does have a huge impact on the second half. I also think, and this goes back to making that trade for Rafael Devers, I think what that did is I think it gave a little bit of a runway for Alex Bregman to be Alex Bregman and have some of his intangibles on the field and off the field. I think that plays larger in the clubhouse by getting rid of Rafael Devers. Immense talent. But I think there was a little bit of walking on eggshells. I think Jen McCaffrey just had a really good story about the impact of Alex Bregman in the clubhouse, how players go to him and see what he would do in a certain situation. And I think he keeps them on their toes. And I think that is the vibe. I think that is the chemistry he's adding to that. And a player like Alex Bregman in the second half, that's why I'm a little bit more confident in the chemistry, in the vibes going into the second half of this year compared to years past, is because a player like Alex Bregman has all of the winning intangibles to bring to this clubhouse. I think that makes a huge impact. I don't think they've had someone like that in the past. So okay. I don't think you're overplaying the chemistry, Greg. Not at all.
Baseball Brett, not bad for an adult blonde male. Mego.
I'm going to feel bad about this later.
Nah, don't feel I
know it.
I mean, I wouldn't go out publicly for a while when there are blonde men around. They might be angry, might want to state their case.
That's scary. Oh, yes. Well, an angry blonde man is not a sight worse. That I want to behold.
Yeah, I mean,
men judge all the time. Why can't ladies judge?
Yeah, Wiggy's trying to like get me to go further now during the break. He's like, don't apologize.
No, I wouldn't apologize for what you like. Now, like you said, not everybody, like, listen, not everybody likes vanilla ice cream when they go to the ice cream parlor. Some people are like, nah, I don't like it. It tastes funny to me.
It's a great point.
You know?
Yeah.
Stand on your beliefs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Twitch chat is so right. Jeffrey Dahmer was blonde.
So true. Yes, he was. Wow, it's a good one.
I don't know if that's
true
or
not. Wasn't Ted Bundy also blonde? Dirty blonde?
No way. Was he?
He might have
been. I'll double check.
I think you're correct about that. At least the dude that they had playing him in the movie was blonde.
Okay, these black and white pictures make it look like he has very dark hair. I lied.
Okay, well, they're black and white, so I'm not sure that's conclusive.
All right.
The Bundy movie was okay. The Dahmer movie was excellent, I thought.
The
Dahmer
show?
Was good. Yeah, the Serious. Show.
I couldn't get through it. It was too gross.
Really?
Yeah, and like many basic women, I read a lot about serial killers and stuff,
Okay. But
I didn't want to see it. It was too disturbing to watch for me.
So wait, you're sort of like Courtney, where you're totally into the true crime,
I think,
weird serial killer
but
stuff.
I'm not as into the court cases as they're happening.
Obsessed with Brian Koberger and that trial.
I don't like things that feel that have just happened. I feel like it's too close. It's too sad.
Oh, you need some distance?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Answers. So I just was reading, Scheim knows, I was reading a book about H.H. Holmes, who was the serial killer in Chicago during the 1800s World Fair. That's more my
one of the very first serial killers in America.
Yeah.
Really?
We did a segment over the 4th of July that Ken loved.
Oh.
It was called, Is This an Old-Timey Red Sox Player or an Old-Timey Serial Killer?
Yeah. I mean, that could be an issue if Ken likes it. Just kidding. All right,
he does being a single Disney adult.
So wait, what made him, what turned him into a serial killer during the World's Fair? Was he?
Oh, he just took advantage of the crowds who were showing up to the city. You know, people, when there's big event, it's easier for people to disappear.
Huh.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Devil in the White City. Great book. Highly
great book.
Recommend.
Okay.
All Came right. out 20 years ago
All
at
right.
this point.
Well,
wow.
There'd be a good one for you on Netflix from a blonde guy. The Ed Gein story is going to be played by
Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Is played by.
He was a tractor salesman and a serial killer.
Yeah.
Ed Gein.
Charlie Hunnam. I've seen him act before and I like him.
Hunnam,
and he's in Sons of Anarchy, but he's a blonde dude and he's going to be playing that in the next Monsters trilogy,
they
did about Jeffrey Dahmer on Netflix
and
then the other
that
guy.
That was good. I'll watch that.
Yeah, so this
When's
one.
When's that coming out?
This one is coming out. It is. Let me see.
Is Gein the one that Silence of the Lambs is based off of?
Yes.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Top five movie for me.
Says September 19th. No, that was, wait a second. So it's, I don't know the exact date about it, but they're filming it now with him as.
What's the deal? I'm getting text messages with questions about this. The murder house of H.H. Holmes?
Yeah.
Is it?
He had a hotel.
So what was the deal with
there
it?
There were trap doors and stuff and areas that he could hold people. And
really?
Wow. Yeah,
it's crazy. It's a crazy story.
And torture
And I
people.
Think Leonardo DiCaprio has the film rights. And he's had them for 10 years. And everybody's waiting for him to make this movie. Scorsese needs to take that on.
So he was legit the first real serial killer in the United States of America.
No, there were some before that.
There were
but he was the one, he was probably the earliest, most famous one.
Yeah. The first one that wasn't a long haul trucker. Okay. We will be right back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Hill Notes before that at 9:20. So still plenty of time to leave a voice note for us on the Odyssey app. You will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and click on that and talk to your heart's content. And we will pick the best of the Hill Notes and play those back coming up. We should open up the Window World of Boston weather window in the studio if we could, Shine. Even though our chief meteorologist is off for weeks, maybe months, on some kind of a long-time vacation, Shine, we're in a heat advisory. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, Greg, that heat advisory kicks in at 11 a.m. this morning. It's currently 79 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is 89. It's cloudy out right now, but the sun is going to start peeking through soon, and it is going to get hot, hot, hot today. Going to feel like upper 90s, even though the temperature is only going to get to about 89.
Okay. Quick note. The amount of people who listen to this show who are like you and are obsessed with H.H. Holmes, the first serial killer ever in America, is somewhat concerning to me. The facts are coming in on the Subaru of New England text line. Mm. Apparently, he was born in New Hampshire.
Really? People want to talk homes?
They want to talk HH Homes with you. You should do some kind of a Reddit. Some kind of a serial killer Reddit.
Ask me anything about
like
HH Homes.
Yes.
Well, we can do a podcast.
This is Joe from Weymouth. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up, Joe? What's on your mind?
All right. What's on my mind is, I'm no baseball bred, but I think I have the qualifications anyway to at least speak, since you and I are the exact same age and I've never lived anywhere else except in Weymouth. But here, I have to respectfully disagree with him as far as Durant. And you got to give something up to get something back. And Durant has the term and Ryan has the term. And let me tell you why. So here's the deal. I love Durant just as much as the next guy. You know, I love his enthusiasm, his Wally thing, his the way he dabs up the guys behind the wall pregame and all that good stuff. Yeah. But the thing is, the starting lineup, starting outfield next year is Roman Anthony, Sadon Raphael in center, and Abreu in right. It's as simple as that. And Durant is not going to stick around to be a platoon player next year. So, I mean, as much as I hate to part with them, it is what it is. You know, the three young studs of the lineup for next year, that's the outfield. So,
yeah,
that's my opinion.
Some talk of Raphaela moving to the infield. And so
he doesn't want to do that, though. Right. He told Pete Abraham from the Boston Globe that he wants to stay in center field.
Right. And they're saying he's like, I forget where, it might have been Jones and Keith that were talking about this, but some ESPN baseball writer had him as one of the best center fielders in baseball. So he's gonna, it looks like he has a chance to be a gold glover in center field. Why would you move a guy like that to the infield when you obviously have Christian Campbell and down? And I know he's down in the minors, but why would you move a guy who is such a good defender for you to move him into the infield? And that's why I said, what are the Red Sox going to do with Durant in the offseason? If you're going to like look to trade him.
But you're going to get more value for him in the offseason than you're going to get right now, being up against the deadline and everybody knows that you need pitching.
But if you know that you're going to move on from anywhere, and if that value you could get now can help you potentially win a World Series, then you do that and you say, you know what, maybe we did leave a little bit on the table trading him before the trade deadline than in the offseason. But that trade helped us win a World Series, and the guy that we got back is, you know, a big part of why we're able to win that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand people really like Durant, and they think that he's better offensively than he's shown so far this season, but you do just have an excess at that position, and you need help with pitching, and I don't know if prospects will be enough. Like, I'm not in the weeds enough to know if some of these other clubs, what they're looking for, if prospects are going to be enough to trade somebody who's going to be a number two in a rotation or even a number three. Like, yeah, maybe for a number four or five pitcher, 41-year-old, like they're talking about coming from Baltimore, but not with what you really need.
I mean, Brett brought it up, but you can probably get Nathan Eovaldi for prospects. Like, would that not make you happy?
Of course it would. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, that would definitely, I think, make a lot of
people. Meets all your needs. You're able to keep Durant on the team and bring in a legitimate pitcher to add to your rotation.
Right, but if you're able to bring in like Brett said, with Joe Ryan, who is more than a legitimate pitcher, is like, you know, maybe a one-ish on some teams, but here he's your legit number two. When you want that. And then you have control of him.
You have control of him for 2 years.
Right. And I mean, Eovaldi has a 1.5 ERA. Like, he is also that. He is equal to that. And you don't have to give up Durant. It's like a win-win.
But you're going to give up Durant anyways in the offseason.
You just want to give up Durant.
No. You're going to give. So
yeah, but you could get more for him in the offseason.
Right. You're not going to keep. Are you going to keep Durant in next season?
Well, they have. They wanted to. I mean, they signed him for long term. I mean, the guy, as Mego said earlier, he was an all-star. I mean, he's having an off year offensively, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to do with Durant. It feels like it would be between somebody like him or Abreu, and Abreu is 26, has more power with the home run so far this year, maybe has a brighter future. Like we've talked about before, it kind of comes down to, are you betting on the guy who you've seen from Duran over the next couple of years, or who you think Abreu is going to be over the next couple
of
years?
But my question to them is, why haven't you signed Duran already then? If you feel like he's a big part of your future and he is what he looked like last year, why wouldn't you have
signed? What do you mean?
Like, he's basically been on one-year deals. Like, they haven't given him a real contract, so why wouldn't you have signed this guy like a Christian Campbell or like a Sadon Raphael?
Christian Campbell's got like that super early.
No.
I feel like nobody really has
deal. Okay, so why hadn't they give Duran one of these veteran contracts that you would say, like, all right, he's going to be here for the next 6-7 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're probably going to trade him in the offseason, right?
Right.
Like,
so,
that's the point.
Right, so I guess that's the point that I'm making. They don't see him as part of their future.
But isn't it better to have a guy like Eovaldi and Duran on this team if you're trying to push for a World Series?
Right. But
than to have Joe Ryan? Like,
listen,
to me,
I agree with you.
It's an easy.
But Brett also said that Texas, I don't know, are they going to be willing to give up Eovaldi? It seems like
right around 500. So.
It seems like Joe Ryan wants to be on the first thing smoking to get out of Minnesota.
He's like, send me anywhere. I love Minnesota, though. Love Minnesota.
July is such an exciting time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.